Welcome to my 7 minutes of heaven. I am the senior manager of global user research at Yangfeng. First pronunciation is not Yangfeng, it's Yangfeng. Someone taught me that, think about saying the word phone. So who is Yangfeng? We're an automotive tier one supplier. We support whatever you rode in on this morning or this afternoon. We probably make one or more of the products in your vehicle. We supply to every auto manufacturer in the world. And what's important to note, especially in this tech talk, is nearly a quarter of our business is with technology segment companies. So it's a change over the last decade. Team is 57,000 global employees. And what I want to call out here is we have over 200 employees that are focused on design, research, or interface to them. So we take that very seriously. I'm already giving you homework. How many show of hands have a dedicated user research team in their industry? Oh my, yeah. This is really depressing for me. So hopefully by the end of this talk, you'll see how important it is to understand your end consumer. These images are pretty small, but you can make some inferences based on what people look like. If you've ever been involved in research, you can see, you know, something about differences in people's age or the way they dress. All of these titles apply to somebody on this or some people on this. So try to match those up. You can write it down, you can think about it, I'll reveal the answers at the end. Whoever gets them all right, I'll buy you a drink after. So how's the process? How do we match our technology with a consumer or what is going to deliver end user value? We have multiple step process. We make a show car every year that we take to our customers. We start with a massive trend analysis. We look at healthcare. We look at society changes, what's happening with the wars of the world. And then we try to distill down what's going to impact automotive and what's going to impact their business. So we do a lot of research with end users. What does this mean to you? Quantitative and qualitative studies, large sample size online surveys to the focus groups that we view globally. And then, fun part, we bring people in, people like you, with your families, and we see how you actually interact with the product. Hey. All of this ultimately results in a show card at the end of the year. I'll just talk really quick about the technology in this card. You won't see a display in the center between the two front seats. What you see instead, but maybe don't, are there displays throughout the vehicle. And this is a trend that you're gonna see more and more in automotive, where there's interactive displays and that are functional, and then aesthetic displays. So the headliner, the blue, that is more about giving you an aesthetic or a cozy feel. And then on the pillar, like Tiana, which you can't see, but there's more functional information in that display, information about your trip or your destination. And then the other thing to know is sustainability is really important in automotive. So you can see we've used bamboo and then instrument panel instead of plastic. And you can put displays behind that. So displays that are very beautiful and they're hidden behind stone or other sustainable materials that are much more sleek and as a part of the economy. The next example I'm gonna give is EVI or our electric vehicle. The industry is pushing to make cars in 10 hours or less. So every 10 hours, a new car will come off the assembly line. Currently, it's, anybody want to guess how long it takes to make a car? It's 22 to 35 hours. So 10 hours is a big ask. What we did though is we thought, how is it done now? Right now, a seat goes in, there's hundreds of fasteners. There's an instrument panel that goes in. Again, hundreds of fasteners. How can we take the assembly process and make it more efficient? I'll show you how we did that. So the EVI electric vehicle, we don't have that hump that's in the middle of the car for the powertrain, so we have a flat surface. And I've heard this whole assembly described as a taco. The seats close and they can slide into the vehicle. And what that affords us the ability to do is put everything in one assembly. So if you're the auto manufacturer, no longer are you bolting seats to the floor, the instrument panel, a steering wheel, it's all embedded into one assembly. So there's some cool innovation in here that the users really appreciated, or the headrest audio. So if I want to listen to Tupac, well, my husband listens to Taylor Swift, then
the true story.
We have the ability to have our own personalized audio. One of the things that people do in an electric vehicle a lot is sit and charge. So we use our non-driving related activity research that was really meant for autonomous vehicles to apply here, because you're not driving, but you're sitting in the driver's seat. So you'll see that big panoramic curve display. You'll see that. What do people want to do in their cars? Sleep, the seats recline, but they don't want to go all the way down because we're charging in a minor parking lot. Maybe it's not safe, so I still want to have the ability to see the world around me. The steering wheel, you don't see, it's actually this. And so that allows the people to use an interactive display or pull it out when they're driving. And it gives time to move everything out of your way in case you're working on your laptop. I'll skip that. If you're interested in our process, I can talk a whole lot about it. We're doing the trend research right now, and it is 45 trends that we have distilled down to 12. So the next show card you'll see is where we go to that work. All right, now for the fun part.
Nice.
That's me on the bottom. And the answer. All right, so who's the activist? Who's on the news? Also me. Who broke a guy's wrist in an Italian nightclub? Also me. Long story. And runner, I oddly do marathons, mostly hanging out with friends. So I want to end with this quote from someone here at Twisting. I saw this, I think it really summarizes what we do. If you think that you're going to deliver something that the end consumer finds valuable and fills a need in their life without talking to them about the needs in their life, you're missing the mark.